Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Yes, you are now once again tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. I normally come to you live from Harper Woods, Michigan, but on tonight, I am coming to you live from Slidesdale, I think that's how you pronounce it, Louisiana, on tonight. God has blessed me to be able to arrive here safely, and so we are hosting the show live from Slidesdale. I think, again, I hope I pronounced that right. I'm in Louisiana, about 30 minutes away from New Orleans, Louisiana, on tonight. But my guest on tonight is none other than Minister Benny Gaskin II. He will be coming forth every second Thursday night delivering God's word. We always open up with prayer, so I'm asking all listeners on tonight, if you will please pray with me. But before we go into prayer, I'm asking all listeners, please, as I always do, because we do have a lot of new listeners on tonight. We thank God for what he's doing over and through this worldwide ministry and platform for his glory. It is truly growing, and we give God the glory. So as I always let the listeners know, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with the man of God, Minister Benny Gaskin II, as he get ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. But we always open up with asking you all to touch and agree and pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth in your hands. We thank you that you are not like man. You are a faithful God. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people all over the land in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Minister Benny Gaskin and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. For your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful on tonight for your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, that through him, first and foremost, that we are saved in his name. Then when we do falter, when we do sin and error, we can come through Jesus Christ and be forgiven. So now, Lord, we ask that you will move by your spirit on tonight as your word goes forth on tonight through your man of God, Minister Benny Gaskin II, that you would use him, that many souls will be saved, Heavenly Father. Should there be any listeners on tonight that's not saved in the name of Jesus, if they hear your word, is our prayer, our hope and desire, that they would hear your word, they would receive your word, that you would touch their hearts, so they would be able to open their own mouth, even on tonight, confess their sins, and they would ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, that you would get the glory, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for every listener that faithfully tunes in. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you would also continue to touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen those that are bereaved on tonight. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your comforting power, even as they are grieving on tonight. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. You know who they are. You know where they are. You know how to reach them, because we do know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders in the earth for your glory. So now, Lord, we pray that you will have your way on tonight. Help us to decrease on tonight that you may increase in us, that you alone will get the glory, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. We always have our spiritual food for thought. And it comes to saying to us saying on tonight, if you follow other people's advice, you will make other people's mistakes. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, if you follow other people's advice, you will make other people's mistakes. And how powerful and true that is. Well, again, I'm asking our listeners, if you have your pens and paper, I do have a few announcements that I'd like to share with the listeners before I bring on Minister Gaskin, who is standing by to deliver God's word. I'm letting you all know that there has been a change. God has blessed Minister Tawan Eppinger. He is a young minister of the gospel at the Morning Star Baptist Church, which is located on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd there, and where I serve as their musician. Minister Tawan Eppinger has a prayer line that he comes forth every night, 7 nights a week, starting at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you want to pray, you want to stand in the gap for someone through prayer, or even if you just want to call in and listen in as the prayers are going forward, this is the prayer line number that you need to dial. It's area code 602-610-2081. Once again, that prayer line number is 602, area code 610-2081, and the access code is 913-927. Once again, Minister Tawan Eppinger's prayer line access code number is 913-927. Also, we thank God for what he has done in the life of my guest on tonight, Minister of Music, Minister Benny Gaskin. Not mistaken, he has now been promoted to be able to deliver God's word. He has been ordained as a minister of the gospel. So I thank God for what he's doing in his life. So he's going to be sharing God's word every second Thursday night. So he's my guest on tonight. Again, that's been a change from Minister Tawan Eppinger, who normally brings God's word every first Thursday night on this platform. He is now going to be delivering God's word every second Saturday night because of his job change. So Deacon Marvin Cox will be filling in. He will be taking that platform every first Thursday night. Deacon Marvin Cox, he always shares inspirational poems, and he always delivers God's word. So he will be coming forth every first Thursday night. So we'll make a note of that for those of you that are familiar and used to hearing Minister Tawan Eppinger. There's been a change. So he will be coming forth every second Saturday night. Minister Tawan Eppinger will be coming forth every second Saturday night instead of every first Thursday night delivering God's word. Then every third and fourth Saturday night, we have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He brings forth God's word over this worldwide platform every third and every fourth Saturday night. I had the privilege of speaking with an awesome woman of God on yesterday, Bishop Rosemary of Louisiana. I think she's from the same location. I had a chance to talk to her on yesterday, but as soon as I get back to Michigan, I am going to give her a call and we're going to set up a date for her to be my special guest. She has so many powerful testimonies that she shared with me on yesterday, and so I am looking forward to having her on as she's going to get ready to deliver God's word. But as you all, our faithful followers, you always know that I always have my first-time guests share testimonies first, even though they're going to deliver God's word, because God gets his glory through our testimonies. And he said he will share his glory with no one. So as soon as I get back to Michigan, I am going to call her and set a date for her to be my special guest. Mark your calendars. You do not want to miss this. On Thursday, June 17th, Thursday night, June 17th, I have a young man, he's a blind guy. He was on American Idol. I met him through watching the television, his ministry, Brother Scott McIntyre. He and his wife, Christina, will be my special guest. They travel all over the country, sharing his testimonies and delivering God's word all over the country. Touched base a couple of months ago, and he has agreed to be him and his wife will have agreed to be my special guest, and they are excited, and I am excited and ecstatic that they're going to be my guest on Thursday night, June 17th. Again, this is a young blind guy that God is using. We don't use excuses. We need to stop using excuses about what handicap we have, because we feel that we are inadequate to do what God has called us to do. If he can use a blind guy, if he can use a person as handicapped, such as Deacon Marvin Cox, who suffers with muscular dystrophy, and he crawls around on the floor, and he can deliver God's word over this worldwide platform, don't you be looking for excuses. You have a purpose that God wanted to use you. And so if you are blessed to be a part of this worldwide ministry and platform, and I thank God for everyone that he sends my way, that we can share this worldwide ministry and platform, that God would get the glory. That's what it's all about. It's not about me. It's not about the guests. It's about God being glorified, that souls are being saved, backsliders are coming back to the fold, and that the body of Christ is being built up and strengthened and edified through God's word. That's what it's all about. And my final announcement on tonight is I want to share with the worldwide listeners what God is doing in my youngest sister's life. If everyone knows her, she is a gospel playwright. She has written a lot of gospel plays. She has written a movie that's upcoming very soon. They're just about finished with it in California now. It's called Silent Wars, dealing with anyone, especially those that have served in the military, that deals with PTSD. So her movie is titled Silent Wars. It will be out and available for people to view very shortly. But God has also blessed her, my younger sister, Danetta Burney, to write children's books. One of her children's books is titled The Joy. And her latest children's book is titled The Lotus Guard at the Gate. Both of her books are available at Amazon.com. That's Danetta Burney, D-A-N-E-T-T-A. Last name is B-A-R-N-E-Y. But God has also blessed her with her second book, The Little Guard at the Gate. He now has his book is out, and then he has a coloring book. He has a puzzle with his picture on it. Then he also has a variety of T-shirts that the children love to wear. Then he has a little pillow with his picture on it that the children love to carry around when they go on rides in the cars, and they even like to sleep with them. We're getting good reports that once they start putting them on his T-shirt and getting familiar with his pillow, they don't want to let go of them. So if you have little ones in your life, little children, if you are a parent, a grandparent, or even if you're a teacher or aunt or uncle, you want to be a blessing to the little ones in your life from the ages of 3 up to 8 years old, you want to go to my younger sister, Janetta Bunny's website, and her store is up and running now where you can purchase these items for the little ones in your life. You want to be a blessing to them. Go to the website, www, all lowercase, Josh, that's J-O-S-H, joshtheguard.com. Once again, if you want to be a blessing to the little ones in your life, go to my younger sister, Janetta Bernie's store and website, Josh, J-O-S-H, theguard.com. Well, before I bring on Minister Gaston, who's standing by, we're going to go to a short music break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Minister Gaston. So once again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with Minister Benny Gaston II as he gets ready to deliver another powerful word from the Lord on tonight. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Total praise. God deserves our total praise. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, he's still worthy of our praise. I want to say to one of my nieces on tonight, I just got word from Michigan that she just gave birth to a little baby boy, 8 pounds and 7 ounces. Christina, my youngest, one of my nieces, and to her husband, Aaron. They just brought another little baby boy into the world on today. So we want to thank God for having the baby arrive safely and healthy. To God be the glory. I also want to give a shout out to my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, the pastor and shepherd of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, and also to my church family. I want to say a shout out, give a great shout out to you all. So now we are ready to turn this mic over to none other than Minister Benny Gaskin. Reverend Minister Benny Gaskin, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, my friend James Brown Jr. Thank you again for the opportunity to bring forth the word of God on your platform, man. May God continue to strengthen you and enlarge your territory, man. Thank you again for the opportunity. Good
Amen.
Evening to all of the saints in cyberspace. Hey, greetings to you, blessings unto you. We're not going to prolong the time. Hope and pray that everyone is well and doing wonderful in the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Listen, we're not going to prolong the time at all. We're going to dive right into the Word of God. My message is coming from the scriptures of Romans, the 8th chapter, the 31st and the 39th verses. But the focal verse or the main scripture will be coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, the 37th verse. But I'm going to read verses 31 through 39, and then I'm going to come back and highlight verse 37. Beginning with verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Verse 34, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Verse 36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Verse 39, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. And again, I'm going to touch base on the main scripture again, which is Romans 8, chapter, the 37th verse. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Before I get started, the theme of our church at Faith Restoration Ministries International, the Clemson Church, where my leader is the revered Apostle Oliver Myers, he decreed this year that our theme was going to be 2021, and he worded it so eloquently that 2021 was shown as the year 2020 minus W-O-N, that we are more the conquerors. And I just thank God that the Lord, the Holy Spirit began speaking to me about the W-O-N. So we're going to definitely delve into that. That we are more than conquerors, because guess what? We've already won, saints. Can I get a witness?
Yes, Lord.
So,
amen.
Just as we just recently celebrated, about maybe about 3 weeks ago or so, Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, let us be reminded that he rose, and as he stated and he spoke to us in Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 18th verse, he spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto him in heaven and in earth. Not only that, he went forward to go into verses 19 and 20 of the same chapter, Matthew 28, that go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. So as the shifting of the guard took place, and it shifted from Jesus to us, touch yourself and say, me, the saints. It is important for us to remember that although the victory is won, there we go again, that W-O-N, the victory is won, there are still battles to be fought and work to be finished. Amen? So we know that since we're more than conquerors, but in 2020, won, W-O-N, that we are the W, the O, and the N. Now, that's an acronym. So I need y'all to pay close attention. We're going to touch on the W, we're going to touch on the O, and we're going to touch on the N, because we have won. If you're in the room with somebody, look over at somebody and say, hey, neighbor, we've already won. Amen.
So the first thing,
the W standing for warriors. And we are warriors. We are soldiers on the battlefield for our Lord. Amen. And the first scripture I just want to touch on with that is Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 11th through the 17th verses. And it covers, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, saints, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we got to remember that we are warriors and that we are doing spiritual warfare. Wherefore take unto you, for verse 13, the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. That means they're encircled with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. And your feet shod, which means protected or fitted, with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. But this is teapot, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So not only that, we have to have on the whole armor of God as we go into spiritual warfare, that we have to remember, as has been reminded to us in verse 18, that prayer is our weapon. Not singing, not dancing, but being on our knees and communing with God in prayer. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're reminded in 2 Corinthians 10, verse, in chapter 10, verse 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. Somebody shout out, mighty. That's
mighty.
Through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity. That means we bring it in. We locking that thing up, y'all. We locking every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So what that means is after we have become fully obedient to God, then we will punish everything who remains disobedient. But first, we have to become fully disobedient. Amen? 2 Corinthians, 2 Timothy, excuse me, the second chapter, the third and fourth verses, they say, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please
him who have chosen him to be a soldier. So in other words, as we go on through in our struggles and our trials and our tribulations, we don't need to complain. We don't need to murmur. We just need to turn it over to the Lord Jesus and just endure those hardships as a good soldier and not even be concerned with the affairs of what's going on in the world, what's going on with Trump, what's going on with the gas, what's going on with the stimulus check, what's going on with the celebrities. All we have to do is put our trust in Jesus and continue to stay on our knees and trust the Lord God that he will deliver us out of them all and that he's going to cover us, that he's going to be with us, that he's not going to forsake us. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
In Psalms, the 144th Psalm and the first verse reads, "Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war," yes, sir, "and my fingers to fight." We thank God that God is going to teach us how to war. He's going to teach our hands how to war. He's going to teach our fingers how to fight. Because vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And we are soldiers in his army. We're not in our own army. We're in his army. Amen? Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Nehemiah, now I thank God for the scripture. Nehemiah, the 4th chapter, the 17th and the 18th verses. 17th verse reading as thus. "They which builded on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laid it, everyone with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon." Verse 18, "For the builders, everyone had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me." So listen, they were on the wall during the time, and not only were they working and building with one hand, they had a weapon in the other hand. So, hey, they had double duty. That's what we have to do, guys. That's what we have to do, saints. We have to sometimes pull double duty. Sometimes we have to build with one hand and have our weapon in our other hand, ready to fight. Hallelujah. We have to be prepared not only to fight, but to build. Thank you, Jesus. God, give us the strength, God, that we may be able to pull double duty, God, and be able to fight with one hand and be able to build with the other. Thank you, Lord Jesus. First Timothy, the 6th chapter and the 12th verse, reminds us to fight the good fight of faith. "Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed good profession before many witnesses." So remember, not only are we warriors, but we are also builders as well. Amen? So we're not there to tear anything down. We're there to build it up. Hallelujah. We're there to build someone up. Hallelujah. We're there to build the churches up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're there to build the saints up. Hallelujah. Lord, we're there to encourage and build the center up. We're not there to tear no one down. Thank you, Jesus. So, God, not only are we the W with the warriors, we are also the O, which represents the overcomers. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In John, the 16th chapter, 33rd verse, it reads, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In this world ye shall have tribulation." Okay, did y'all hear me? I'm going to read that again. "In this world ye shall have tribulation, but," thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, for the but "be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." So guess what? If he's overcome the world and he shifted it to us, then guess what? We've overcome the world.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So we are overcomers. Yes. Thank you, God. In 1 John, the 5th chapter, 4th and the 5th verse, it reads, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory." Hey, throw out that V sign. This is the victory, y'all, "that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" It's just that simple. All we got to do is believe, guys. All we have to do is believe and have faith in God, and we are overcomers. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the natural looks like, we're going to trust God to put his super on our natural. No matter what our ordinary looks like, he's going to put the extra on our ordinary. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Won't he do it? Won't he will. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, in James, the first chapter, the second and fourth verse, it reads, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And then we're going to jump down to the 12th verse, still in James, the first chapter. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to him, to them that love him. Thank you, Lord. So there's not only for us not to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, but guess what? We got a crown of life waiting on us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We get rewards not only here on earth, but we get reward in heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know what? Romans, the 12th chapter and the 21st verse reads, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. I need to read that again. That was for me. Thank you, Lord. You touched myself. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So when you get frustrated, when you get aggravated, when people come to you with evil, when the enemy tries to attack you with evil, hey, do a good work unto the Lord. Celebrate the Lord. Yes, count it all joy when you're tempted. Because knowing that the trying of your faith works with patience, and overcome that evil with good. Hallelujah. And last but definitely not least, Revelation, the 12th chapter and the 11th verse. And they overcame him, the adversary. They overcame the adversary by the blood of the Lamb. And by what? I know y'all know it. The word of their testimony. And they loved their lives unto the death. But guess what? We are overcomers already by the blood.
Yes,
the blood already covers us from the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But we are overcome by the word of our testimony. So that, you know what that means, y'all? That means we are speaking spirit. We got to testify about the goodness of the Lord. We can't sit nowhere looking ashy and crusty and quiet. The word of the Lord says, let the redeemed of the Lord what?
Say so.
We are speaking spirits. We got to open up our mouths. You know what? If the enemy is so quick to talk negative and to speak damnation, we are to be just as fast to speak the joy of the Lord, to speak the word of the Lord, and to speak contrary of that wickedness and of that evil doing and those evil spirits. Can I get a witness? Y'all, this is not the time for the church to be quiet anymore. So guess what? If you've been quiet, come on, it's time for you to drink some water, get those vocal cords ready, to dance, to shout, to speak the word of the Lord, and to speak those things into existence. Amen? God, y'all got me fired up. I'm standing up now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, God. And you know what? Not only are we the W, the warriors, not only are we the O, the overcomers, I got a new one for y'all. Come on, y'all. We are the N. We are the nonpareil. Now, I know y'all saying, what in the ham sandwich is a nonpareil? I'm going to spell it out for you. The word is N-O-N-P-A-R-I-L-S. I'm going to spell it one more time. N-O-N-P-A-R-E-I-L-S. It's pronounced nonpareil. It comes from a French word for without equal. Now, guess what? This word has two very interesting definitions. I'm going to give them to you real quick. The first definition of a nonpareil is an individual of unequaled excellence, unrivaled or matchless people. In other words, the best. Hallelujah. The second definition it blessed me just as much as the first definition. Nonpareils are multicolored balls made up of sugar and starch that are used as decorative sprinkles that you put on desserts and other baked goods. And guess what? Another name for nonpareils for these multicolored balls are hundreds and thousands. My God. So guess what? When I read that, Lord, I thought about the scripture in Psalm, the 19th chapter, the 10th verse, where he is sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. And then I thought about another scripture, Psalm, the 119th Psalm and the 103rd verse. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Then he brought me another scripture, the 34th Psalm and the 8th verse. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. But you know what? Because we are nonpareils, we are individuals of unequal excellence. We are unrivaled or matchless people. We are the best. You want to know why? Because our dad is the best. Hallelujah. Our big brother's the best because he is unequaled in excellence. He is unrivaled. My God. He is matchless. He's the best. There's nobody better than him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to go to a couple of scriptures that are going to bless you real good. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the 16th and 17th verses. And it reads it thus: all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now this is the part that blessed me. That the man of God may be perfect, unto what? Some good works. No. Three or four good works. No. All good works. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Philippians, the 2nd chapter, the 9th to the 11th verses, read us up. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him, talking about Jesus, a name that is above every name. Come on. That at the name of Jesus,
every name
of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And guess what? And that every tongue, not just sometimes, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So you know what? Mm-hmm. How is the Lord unrivaled? How is he matchless? How is he unequal? Well, guess what? I'm about to tell you real quick in the scriptures. In 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, the 15th and 16th verses, read, which in his time he shall shew, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Now, if you don't know what a potentate is, a potentate ain't nothing but another word for a monarch or a ruler. So he is our ruler. He is our monarch. He is the King of kings, and thank you, Jesus. He is the Lord of lords. Verse 16 reads, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. But guess what? Not only is he our potentate and our monarch and our ruler, and he's the only one with the immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, no man can see or have seen, because he is unequal. He is matchless, and he is unrivaled. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, remember, we must remember that it was already given to Jesus in heaven and in earth, as he stated in Matthew, back in Matthew, the 28th chapter and 18th verse. That was passed down to her, who? The saints. And there's a scripture after the Last Supper, when Jesus was with his disciples prior to his crucifixion, he said to them in John, the 16th chapter and the 24th verse, hitherto Have ye asked nothing in my name? He said to them, ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. And then in Luke, the 10th chapter, Jesus sent out 70 disciples to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom. He did that in verse 1. But in verse 17, when the 70 disciples came back, the word says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And Jesus said in verse 19 and in 20, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be by any means hurt you. And then he said in verse 20 that the spirits are subject to us. Now, he reiterated this back also in Mark, the 16th chapter, the 17th and 18th verses. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So guess what? You don't have to be worried about no COVID vaccine. We don't have to be worried about the witch and the warlock messing with us, because we are covered. We are covered under the blood of the Lamb. And then guess what? Not only are we covered by the blood of the Lamb, we're going to go and testify how the soothsayer and how the witch and the warlock tried to fire their darts upon us, but how the Lord delivered us from them all. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We're
going to
testify about the goodness of the Lord. We're going to testify how God healed us from sugar diabetes.
Yes,
we're going to testify how that the enemy almost tried to take our houses in foreclosure, but the Lord kept us. We're going to testify how we should have died in that car accident, but the Lord kept us. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, God. So just remember, and with this scripture I want to bring to a close, in Isaiah, the 46th chapter, the 5th verse, and this is the Lord saying, to whom will ye liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? Guess what, y'all? The answer to that question is nobody. There's nobody like the Lord. There's
nobody.
That's his equal. And that there's no one that's his comparison, that there's nobody that is like him. He is unmatched. Thank you, Lord. He is unmatched in every area of his character. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So remember saying, hey, we won. Guess what? In 2021, we have won. We are W. We are warriors. We are the O. We are the overcomer. And we are the end. Remember, nonpareils. Remember, we are sweet. We are almost like salt upon the earth. And guess what? Just like our Lord and Savior, we are unrivaled. We are matchless. We are victorious. And we are the best. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Remember that, saints. Go forth and be fruitful in this season. And don't let the season throw you. Don't be thrown by the season. Stay with the Lord. Remember, we working in a kingdom system. We don't thrive in a worldly system. We in the system of the kingdom. May God continue to bless you and keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a powerful word on tonight. See, listeners, for those of you that faithfully tuned into this worldwide ministry and platform, and even for the new listeners on tonight, now you see why I say and ask everyone to get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along, because we don't want anyone to take it lightly or for granted or to ever think that we're making up things as we go. The Word of God said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And he said, out of all thy getting, get understanding. So that's why it's so important that we have our Bibles. We come forth over this worldwide platform, whoever's delivering God's word, so you can follow along as they deliver God's word, so you can see it for yourself. There's nothing like seeing it for yourself. But the old song said, mama may have, papa may have, but God bless the child that has his own. So it's a personal thing. You got to have a personal relationship with God. You have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's what he wants, a one-on-one with each one of his saints. I thank God for this word that you have broken this word down regarding this 2021. You broke that thing down on tonight. I had no idea. I knew you were going to go in a different direction, but God used you to break this thing down where we can get clarity and understanding. Now we can continue to run on, and now we're going to be able to see what the end is going to be because we already have the victory through Christ Jesus. So the power that Jesus Christ had, we also have it. But the thing with some of us, we don't use that power and we don't use that authority that we already have. We wonder why things are going awry in our lives and why things are not working out for us because we have failed to use that power and authority that Jesus Christ has given to us. And so, Minister Gaskin, on tonight, all I can say to you, thank God for you. You continue to be the man of God that he has anointed and appointed for you to be for such a time as this. This was a much-needed word on tonight. God knew who was going to be listening, and he knows what we all stand in need of because we all do. We all fall short, and we all, you know, come short of his glory. So your being faithful to God and being used by him through the Holy Spirit, you have blessed our souls on tonight. Every listener, I know you was blessed. I see my dialing number line is lit up on tonight. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing this worldwide platform. And it's only because of God. And it's marvelous in our eyes. And we just give God the glory because he is truly being glorified through this worldwide platform. For those that have come on in the past, the present, and even those that are going to come on in the future delivering his word, God is going to get the glory. And that's what it's all about. So I pray that everyone that has heard this word on tonight through this awesome man of God, once, remember, every second Thursday night, the same young man that just delivered God's word on tonight, Minister Gaskin from Atlanta, Georgia, will be delivering God's word every second Thursday night. So if you didn't get a chance to hear the announcement at the beginning, mark that down on your calendar that he's going to be delivering such powerful words like he did on tonight. He's going to be doing the same thing in the future. So I thank God for placing him in my life, that we are brothers in Christ, and God is truly using him, that God is being glorified through him. So for you listeners on tonight, know that I love you. Know that God loves you as well. Know that I am praying for you, the listeners, even though I may not know who you are personally, but God knows who you are. And when I call upon the name of the Lord, I lift up the listeners as well, the new listeners as well as those that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide platform and ministry. And God bless, if it be his will, the first Thursday in July would be 8 years that we have been coming across this worldwide platform and media, social media outlet, delivering God's word. And I want to give a shout out right now to Prophetess Teresa Phillips, Teresa Phillips on tonight. She and her husband, they, through Kingdom Builders International Ministries, are the one that opened the door for me. And I just want to give a shout out to them right now. And I know that they may not be listening, but then again, they may be listening on tonight. I just want to say to them, Teresa Docs Phillips Docs. I'm sorry, that's her name, Teresa Docs Phillips Docs. I almost forgot her new last name. And Elder QT Docs, and also the Kingdom Builders Ministry. I was up under that ministry and platform for 3 years. So God opened the door for me to be on my own for the last 5 years. So this ministry and platform has been going forth for 8 years, coming this July, the first Thursday night in July. And I just give God the glory because we know it is of his doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. So once again on tonight, listeners, I'm asking all of you listeners to keep me in your prayers, keep my family in your prayers. And let's, as I always say, continue to encourage one another in God's word. Not with your opinions, not with your feelings, but with God's word. That's what's going to keep us, and that's what's going to carry us through. We need to encourage one another with God's word. And as my show title states, question yourself, examine yourself on tonight. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? Only you can answer that question. You know the answer. God knows the answer, too. So examine yourself. Not according to man, but according to God's word, to make sure that you are being an asset to the kingdom of God. Every day is a lifestyle. Everywhere you go, there's somebody to see Jesus Christ in you, that God would get the glory, and that's what it's all about. So we thank God for you, Minister Gaskin, on tonight. Once again, I can't thank God enough for you. And I thank God for all the guests that's going to be coming forth in the future. If you did not get a chance to hear the announcements, you can always go back to the archives. That's what I love about this platform. They're all kept in archives. So you can always go back to my very first show all the way up to now and pull up and listen to every show that has ever been done. Go to my website, www.blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. That's again, blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And you can pull up any show that are in the archives and be blessed all over again. And then also you can share with your friends and neighbors and coworkers and whoever else, even your enemies, share this with them so they can tune in and be blessed by God's word. And that's what it's all about, that God is being glorified. So again, I thank God for each of you, the listeners. We're going to give it to close out in prayer, as we always do. And then we're going to close out with our closing song. And I want you all to remember and know that I love you all and know that God loves you even more. So as I continue to pray for you all, continue to keep me, my family, and this worldwide ministry and platform in your prayers, that God will get the glory. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you are our promise keeper. You are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people, even until tonight. We thank you that you are in total control at all times. You don't slumber nor sleep. We thank you that all power is in your hands, in heaven and in earth. You are the great I Am, the Most High God. So we just bless your name on tonight. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We don't deserve it. We thank you for our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, Jesus Christ, your only begotten beloved Son, in whom you said you're well pleased, that his sacrifice, he came down from glory in the form of flesh, in the form of a baby, to pay our sin debt with his own precious and sinless, holy and righteous blood. He paid a debt that he did not owe, but he knew that we could not pay it. So he came down and he paid our price. He paid the price for us that we could be saved in his name. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that still works and it would never lose its power. So we just bless your name on tonight. Continue to have your way in each one of our lives as individuals, then as a corporate body of believers, that we can all come on one accord, touching and agreeing, giving you glory, honor, and praise, and that we will continue to walk in our God purpose individually and then as a corporate body of believers all over the land. We continue to lift up Jerusalem and Israel on tonight. We see that the turmoil is going on even right now as we pray. We know that the enemy is still seeking whom he may devour, but we know that you have all power in your hands. He can only do what you allow him to do. But we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are still in control, no matter what it looks like. We love you. We thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. Continue to bless this worldwide ministry and platform, Heavenly Father, that it will be all that you have called and anointed for it to be, even before the foundation of the world. You knew that it was going to be so. So we thank you even for the worldwide platform and ministry, that you will continue to bless it and continue to be glorified through it. It's our prayer. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in, even to the new listeners on tonight. Bless them and grant them all the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight, remember, amen. I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
I owe to you, O Lord. sacrifice your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice. I owe.